Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
What is left after the particulars of a man are gone? Grief, it seems to me, is a sort of unearthing process. A painful stabbing at the soil of our lives. Is there something buried there beneath the earth? I often find myself waiting for some supernatural event to assure me that all those details that I cherished for so long are still somewhere. There is a picture of him hanging in the living room. He is wearing sunglasses, a black shirt with a jean long sleeve pulled over it, standing in front of a wall of ferns, out on the trail. In my mind's eye, I can see more. His brown boots that are somehow too flat, his leather wallet tucked behind him, his belt, his laugh. I can hear the sounds of his voice, his breath. The details contort like a loose string taking on new shapes, loops of infinite variation. I can hold a memory in my mind. I can investigate its contents, but I cannot see its boundaries. It seems almost like a bruise of what was, evidence of an impact of one kind or another. When I look at his face in the picture, the expression seems to change at each glance. Confident, proud, intrigued. Even in my mind, there is no longer a center to his being. What do I find beyond the man? I may not be able to hold it. I may not be able to see it or hear it. But faintly, softly, there is something there. A big fat jewel of his presence, of love, of what was shared. Built and fiercely guarded. Its brilliance is what I hold on to now. I place it in my pocket to hold close to my chest, to feel its contours. It's there pressing into me now, and if I am lucky, one day, I will give it to another. With a Perspective, I'm Nicholas Jackson.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.